2 as we feature the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the Ord Lady Chanticleers, a rematch from the second weekend of the season where these two teams met in the Kearney Catholic Tournament, and St. Cecilia defeated Ord in straight sets. But both teams have come a long way from there. From the beginning of the season to the end, a trip to the state championship awaits them against Lutheran High Northeast, who swept out Twin River earlier this evening. It is St. Cecilia and Ord getting ready for the C2 state semifinals here on ESPN Radio. And we'll have all the action and take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here at Grand Island Senior High. Let's take a look at your starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Ord Chanticleers, their rotation begins with number 8, a 5'9 junior outside hitter in Kaylee Pelton. Number 10, 5'8 junior outside hitter Megan Alexander. She leads the team in kills. Number 4, 5'9 senior middle blocker is Holly Heil. Number 14, 5'11 junior center is Nicole Carson. Nikki Carson has 632 assists, but she's also second on the team in kills at 207. She'll be followed by number 2, a 5'9 senior middle blocker, Katie Peterson, and number 11, a 5'11 senior outside hitter, Molly Weliak. The libero for Ord is number 3, 5'1 sophomore, Tierra Krubel. The head coach of the Ord Lady Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen, Jen Remereed, and Leanne Smith. They're out of the Loop Platte Conference with a record of 26-6 on the season. They defeated Burwell and Elgin Pope John in the sub-districts, Neely Oakdale in the districts, and last night had to rally from 2-1 down to win in 5 sets over Hardington Cedar Catholic 15-12 in the 5th set. They come out of the Loup Platte Conference, their 7th trip to state. They've only made it to the finals once in school history when they won it all in C1 back in 2007. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll start with number 2, 5'7 freshman center Claire Hamburger, 737 assists for her this season. Then number 9, a 5'7 junior outside hitter, Courtney McCauley. Number 16, a 5'9 senior middle hitter is Caitlin Ernst. She is second on the team in kills. Olivia Thomas is number 18, 6-foot junior right side hitter. Number 17 is 5'9 sophomore outside hitter Morgan Nicola. She has one more kill than Caitlin Ernst, so she's number 1 on the team. And number 8, a 5'9 junior middle hitter Erica Kitt. The libero is 5'5 senior Libby Kissinger. Tonight she'll be wearing number 20. The head coach of the Hawkettes, there's never been another one, Alan Van Kura, one of the winningest coaches in state history. Rob Kober and Hillary Emery are his assistants. The Hawkettes are 26-7 on the season. They defeated Sutton and Blue Hill in the sub-districts and knocked out Wood River in the district final. Last night, St. Cecilia swept out North Platte St. Pat's 25-18, 27-25, and 25-19. St. Cecilia, of course, out of the Centennial Conference, making their 17th trip to state. But this is their first trip to state since 2005. Of course, St. Cecilia, they used to be the powerhouse of the state. 5 state championships, 2 runner-ups. The last time that St. Cecilia was in the finals when they won it in 1990. Back-to-back championships in 89 and 90. St. Cecilia, number 2 in the state. Ord, ranked number 4 in the state. They come in as the number 2 and 3 seeds. And that is a look at your starting lineup for the Ord Lady Chanticleers and the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes. We'll be back to get this match underway right after this timeout.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Red jerseys with white trim, and it is the black jerseys with blue trim here for St. Cecilia. They will move from right to left, and the Our Lady Chanticleers will be moving from left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, here's what's happened so far today at State. In Class A, Omaha Burke swept Lincoln Northeast. Papillion La Vista South had a little bit of a battle, but they did sweep Omaha Marion. In Class B, Elkhorn South and Lincoln Pius X played the early game. And Grand Island Northwest are playing Omaha Scut at this hour. In C1, Kearney Catholic defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in five sets today, 15-13 in the fifth, and Columbus SCOTUS swept Minden. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast swept Twin River. They will play the winner of this match. In D1, Humphrey swept West Point Guardian Angels and Exeter Milligan, a four-set win over Bruning Davenport Chickley. And in D2, Howells, a five-set winner over Brady, and Bertrand, a straight-set winner over Stewart. So just a couple of matches left to be decided here, and we're ready to get it underway on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings. Not going so well for the St. Cecilia football team right now. They are down 27-0 in the third quarter to Elkhorn at Hastings College. Mike Will has the call on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. It looks like St. Cecilia has won the toss, and they will serve it away with Claire Hamburger. Claire waits for the volleyball. Pius, by the way, a winner tonight, 3-0, a straight set win over Elkhorn South in Class B. And we are underway. Serves across the Chanticleers, go to Alexander on the outside, and she is out of bounds, but it is tipped, and that's a point for Ord. Alexander will get the first kill here of the championship. She is the leading attacker on this Lady Chanticleer team. And now Sydney McKinney will check in to serve the volleyball away for the Lady Chanticleers. McKinney will fire it down the middle, picked up there by the libero in Kissinger. Middle attack is going to be down in the corner and good for St. Cecilia. And Katie Ernst knocks it down. It's 1-1, and back to serve it away will be Courtney McCauley here for St. Cecilia. Into the back corner to Heil for Ord. Overpass, it's above the net and tipped by St. Cecilia. Ord somehow keeps it alive. Carson will set it across. St. Cecilia goes to the slide right side, and trying to get through the block for the kill is Thomas. Olivia Thomas will put St. Cecilia up by a score of 2-1, and McCauley will stay at that service line. Very warm here in the GI Senior High gymnasium. We'll see if that takes effect as both teams are wearing long sleeve shirts as the attack by Carson is blocked out of bounds. And they will give the ace block to Olivia Thomas. 3-1. They'll say it stayed in and hit the line. So the serve of the cross by McCauley. Quickly passed back with the Chanticleers. Left side attack is driven down by St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. And St. Cecilia is up 4-1 here in the opening set. So the junior McCauley continues to serve the volleyball. She's got 48 aces. Second on the team to Hamburger. And the serve. Driven across there to the Chanticleers, and Katie Peterson spotted across out of the back row by Welniak. It's deep and out of bounds. And St. Cecilia's jumped out to a 5-1 lead here in the opening set. Ward's made a few errors, and St. Cecilia's taken advantage of them, but this serve is going to be deep and out of bounds. Side out for the Lady Chanticleers. Back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. And into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Jordan Nicola, 5'5 senior back row defensive specialist. And the serve by Alexander will be right at the libero in Kissinger. Outside attack is going to be driven home by St. Cecilia. And Morgan Nicola will get her second kill. So Nicola will get the ball right back over here. To serve it away is Caitlin Ernst. And Ernst will fire it across. Picked up by Peterson. Set to the outside. Heil on the attack. Deep and out of bounds. It is 7-2, St. Cecilia. Talked to Coach Van Kira before the ball. You asked him how he was feeling. As normal, very quiet, but he did say a little nervous. Chance to get to the finals for the first time in a long time since 90. And a joust at the net, in the net, called on Ord. And it is 8-2, and a timeout will be called. St. Cecilia 8, Ord 2. Ord has made a lot of errors, and St. Cecilia has the early lead. We'll take a break and be back in 1 minute.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Senior High, where Katie Ernst will fire it across, looking for her third straight service point. Ord can only pass it over out of that timeout. St. Cecilia rolls it across on the left wing by Morgan Nicola, dumped over by Carson, and out of bounds. St. Cecilia 9-2 here, and nothing against the Hawkettes, but they really haven't had to do anything. Just keep the ball alive, and Ord keeps knocking it out of bounds. Got off to a good start with a couple of kills. Now the Chanticleers will get it. McKinney outside Carson, and she'll terminate. So Nikki Carson will get her first kill. St. Cecilia 9-3. Holly Heil back to serve it away. Tonight's game on KICS and, as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve across by Heil, picked up there by Kissinger, set to the right side. The attack on the angle by Thomas, handled by McKinney of the Chanticleers. Back row attack by Alexander is into the net. And a point for St. Cecilia. It's 10-3. The loser will play a consolation game right back here at Senior High tomorrow at noon against Twin River. And serving it away now will be Molly Schutte, who has checked in. Overpass and in the net again on Ord. It's going to be 11-3, St. Cecilia. Schutte drops back to serve it away again. In other state football action, Crete leads Gretna 14-9 as Carson punches it across. And again, it is wide. They're just trying to flick it around the block. And Ord can't get anything going their way. And St. Cecilia has to like how this is going. 12-3, Hawkettes. Serve across. Dug out in the back row. McKinney passes it up to Welniak. Takes the swing. Overpass by St. Cecilia. Free ball termination by Katie Peterson. Side out for Ord. As you can tell, the Chanticleer fans seated directly behind us here at Grand Island Senior High. And Nikki Carson now back to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. St. Cecilia will drop back three on serve receive. And going all the way back to pick that up is going to be Libby Kissinger. Right side attack St. Cecilia. Off the tip is down and good by Morgan Nicola. That'll be her third kill. Right back over to St. Cecilia. And back to serve it away will be Nicola after picking up her third kill. Nicola's serve floats down the middle to Alexander. Tipped across there by Kaylee Pelton. Handled by the Hawkettes. And McCauley will take it over. Tipped back again by Ord. Quick tip across on the dump shot that time by Hamburger. Picked up by the Chanticleers. Not much on it. Peterson. Middle attack by the Hawkettes is down and good. The kill goes to Erica Kitten. 14-4, St. Cecilia. And Nicola serves it away again. Morgan from the middle of that service line. One step, fires it over to Alexander. Carson sets it wide to Waliak. One arm up that time by Kissinger. Middle attack driven over by Kitten, and Kitten's going to get the kill. It is 15-4, and the Chanticleers will send the libero, Tierra Krumel, in. As Coach Wendy Alexander tries to find an answer here for her Lady Chanticleers. And for St. Cecilia, they're just not making any mistakes right now. 15-4. Back row attack, Alexander, and it's just off the back line. The streak continues here, and a timeout called by Ord. So St. Cecilia cruising in game one, 16-4 over the Lady Chanticleers. You're listening to the C2 State Volleyball Tournament brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air Conditioning in Grand Island.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
And out of the timeout, the Chanticleers will get a kill from Katie Peterson to get the ball back here. So it is St. Cecilia 16 and Ord 5. Back to serve it away will be Peterson after the kill. Peterson strong serve to the back row, picked up there by Nicola. Right side attack going to be tipped over by Kitten. Chanticleers will get it out to Alexander. She'll tip it back, but it hit the antenna. It's out of bounds. St. Cecilia will get the point. And Caitlin Ernst will re-enter the front row. Back to serve it away will be Libby Kissinger here for Coach Van Kira. Kissinger strong down the middle. Picked up by Peterson. Outside Alexander off the back foot. Lops it into the back row. Picked up by Kissinger. Middle attack. Ernst takes it across. Ord somehow gets it up, but they call a double hit on the Chanticleers. And it is 18-5. Kissinger back to serve it away again. Ord on a decline. St. Cecilia on a roll in the opening game. Overpass Ord on the tip. Back row attack. Going to be called on the Chanticleers because Carson the center left the floor. 19-5. Kissinger goes for three in a row. Ord wants to sub here. And coming in, Sydney Krumel, and checking out Megan Alexander. And I think Coach Wendy Alexander just knows that they've got to regroup going into set one. Carson sets it up on the outside. The attack made by Pelton. Picked up St. Cecilia. Left wing swing by Courtney McCauley. Ord picks it up. Returned that time by Krumel, and it's down and good. So Sydney Krumel, who just checked in, picks up a kill. Side out here for the Lady Chanticleers. Molly Waliak just threw it away. Ord just finishing their first time through the service rotation. Serve is across, slide right side, tip Ernst, down and good. There was nobody there for Ord. 20-6, St. Cecilia. Re-entering is Olivia Thomas. And back to serve it away for St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Hamburger to start her again, and she get the ace. Hamburger with the ace serve. 21-6, St. Cecilia, opening set. Hamburger starts all the way at that back wall and gets a running start at it and fires it across, and another ace. Back-to-back aces for Hamburger. It is 22-6. St. Cecilia 3 points away from officially going up 1-0. And Hamburger going for three aces in a row. Knuckleball picked up by Peterson. Here's Carson, back set to the left-hander. Here's Pelton, drives it down. So Kaylee Pelton will get the kill. Back over to Ord. The Chanticleers have yet to score on their serve. And Sydney McKinney will now check in for the Lady Chanticleers. 22-7. Hawkettes with the lead. looking for their first state final since 1990. Football team can't be there. The volleyball team just as well be. How ironic that would be. St. Cecilia tries to pass it over and puts it into their own net. And the first point that Ord has scored on their serve comes on point number 8, trailing 22-8. And McKinney will get to go back and serve it away again. McKinney, far left side, takes it back middle. Picked up there by Kissinger. Set middle, has to be tipped Ernst. It's blocked by the Chanticleers. Holly Heil. Holly Heil going to get the block to make it 22-9. So the Chanticleer fans have something to positive to cheer about right now. While St. Cecilia is just waiting to get into the second set. McKinney, back middle again, picked up by Kissinger. Set middle, driven down and good by Ernst. Third kill by Caitlin Ernst, 23-9, St. Cecilia. And back to serve it away will be Courtney McCauley. She had 4 in a row the first time she was back there. McCauley sends it deep. They let it go. It's an ace. Ace served by McCauley, the third ace here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And it is game point for Hastings St. Cecilia at 24-9. And McCauley with the serve. Across to the libero in Krumel. Set by McKinney. It doesn't get to anybody, and that's the end of game one. And Hastings St. Cecilia, in easy fashion, takes set one here in the state semifinals in C2. St. Cecilia 25, or 9. We'll be back with game two, and we'll look at some stats in 1 minute.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Doug Duda back with you on ESPN 1550 KICS. In the opening set for Ord, Katie Peterson, 2 kills. Holly Heil, an ace block. Kaylee Pelton, a kill. Sydney Krumel, a kill. Megan Alexander, 1 kill. Nikki Carson, 1 kill. And Sydney McKinney had 2 service points. 6 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves for Ord. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, 2 ace serves. Libby Kissinger, 2 service points. Molly Schutte, 2 service points. Courtney McCauley, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Erica Kitten, 2 kills. Caitlin Ernst, 3 service points, 3 kills. Morgan Nicola, 3 service points, 3 kills. And Olivia Thomas, an ace block and a kill. 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves as St. Cecilia took advantage of numerous Ord errors to win game one, 25-9. And we'll be back with set number 2 of the C2 State Tournament semifinals right after this on ESPN Radio.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466 for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
And welcome back to the State High School Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98, ESPN 1550. Glad to be with you as Ord will get to serve it away to start game number two, and an ace serve that tied up the back row for Hastings St. Cecilia, and an ace serve there for Sydney McKinney. So Ord will get the first point here in game number two. And a serve across. Handled there by Courtney McCauley. Right side attack driven over. Ord can't pick it up, and Caitlin Ernst will get her fourth kill. 1-1. Back to serve it away will be Claire Hamburger. And Hamburger's jump serve cannot be handled by Ord. It's an ace serve. Claire with her third service ace here of the evening, and it's 2-1 St. Cecilia. Hamburger again, way off that service line. Takes a little skip at it, clips the net. It's picked up in the back row by Heil. Chanticleer's go to Carson. Left-handed attack is partially blocked up there by Thomas. Pass to the outside and set over by St. Cecilia. Alexander with the dig. Quick swing by Carson. Down and good. Second kill for Nikki Carson. It is 2-2. Again, these teams played early in the year with Ord falling to St. Cecilia in the Kearney Catholic tournament the second Saturday of the year. So Alexander serves it across, stays right in the front. It'll be set over there by Ernst, and Ord will get it back with Heil. Free ball at the net. St. Cecilia tips it down, and Ernst with her fifth kill. 3-2, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Elkhorn 41-0 now over Adams Central as this serve will go into the net for St. Cecilia. And Ord ties it at three. Holly Heil is in. And in for St. Cecilia, Jordan Nicola. First set went to St. Cecilia, 25-9. Low serve is going to be a lift call on the set for St. Cecilia. Ord 4-3. And Heil will serve again. Three back defensively here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the serve by Heil. Picked up there by Kissinger. Set to the outside and driving it down and good is Morgan Nicola. Her fourth kill. 5-3 or 4-4. Ord and St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst to serve it away. And Ernst serve. Down the middle to Alexander. Here's the set outside to Carson. She's blocked up front. Was it out? Yes, it was. Nicola blocking it out. And Nikki Carson will get the kill. And back into the front row for Ord will be Kaylee Pelton. And to serve will be Nikki Carson. Carson spins it down the middle to Morgan Nicola. St. Cecilia goes right side. The attack driven over by Thomas. Ord has to scramble just to get it back. It'll be set over at Thomas. Here's the set Hamburger on the outside. The attack is down and out by St. Cecilia. Ord will get the point. Carson to serve again. Not the best vantage point to see the back line from where we're at here at senior high. Carson serves it across. Problems. Ace serve. Nikki Carson with the ace. And Ord now a 7-4 lead. They didn't get their seventh point. They were down 22-6 in the first set and then got .7. Carson floats it across. St. Cecilia now trying to find their mojo. Right side attack by Thomas. Off the block. Ward will set it. Pelton on the outside. Dominates it. Willie Pelton with the kill. And it is 8-4. Ward has scored four in a row. And Carson stays at that service line. Carson's serve this time is off the mark and out of bounds. Service error. Point St. Cecilia. Into the ball game. Molly Schutte to serve it. Picked up a couple of points in the service line in the opening game. And the serve by Schutte. Back middle picked up by Alexander. Carson sets middle. Pelton takes it off the tip. The dig is made by Kissinger. Set middle. Tapped across by St. Cecilia for the kill. Erica Kitten. Her third. 8-6. St. Cecilia cuts the lead to 2. Already Kearney Catholic playing SCOTUS tomorrow from the area. Bertrand taking on Howell. St. Cecilia trying to get in the finals as well. Chanticleer's go to Weliak on the outside. It's dug out there by Nicola. Back to Morgan, and she'll terminate. Fifth kill for Morgan Nicola. 8-7. And a chance now to tie it up for St. Cecilia. So just what it looked like, maybe Ord was going to steal some momentum away. Schutte goes back there and helps get St. Cecilia back to almost even as Carson jumps set to Pelton, and she hit it wide, and we are even. 8-8. So Ord scores four in a row, and St. Cecilia answers with four of their own. Schutte serve. Back middle to Alexander. Carson back set right side. Great dig that time by Kissinger. Rolled into the block again by St. Cecilia. Hawkins will have to tip it over. Carson overpass right back to St. Cecilia. Is set by Hamburger to the outside and in the net on St. Cecilia. Orr will pick up point number nine. And back to serve it away will be Katie Peterson. First set went to St. Cecilia, 25-9. And Peterson with the serve. Goes far cross court there. Picked up by Schutte. Blocked at the net by Orr. Back to St. Cecilia. They'll back set it across. Carson sets it right side. The attack by Walniak. Another great dig by St. Cecilia. But then they punch it out of bounds wide. And 8 Orr. And it is Peterson to serve it away. So a lot different than what we saw in the opening set. As the Lady Chanticleers will fire it across. Again, it's handled by Kissinger. Right side attack driven over by Nicola. Chanticleers pick it up to Alexander. Drives it off the antenna. It's out of bounds. Point St. Cecilia. There is a difference of opinion here on the call. And Coach Alexander wanted a call, but did not get that. The Lions gal called it one way, and the floor official called it another, but it's out of bounds on the serve anyway from Morgan Nicola. So it does go right back over to Ord. Holly Heil re-enters, and Molly Welniak goes back to serve it away here for the Lady Chanticleers. She'll float it into the middle, and the pass is off the mark. We're going to get a double hit called on St. Cecilia. The pass was off the mark. There wasn't much Hamburger could do, and they call her for the double hit. Welniak now ready to serve it at 12-9, Ord in the lead. And St. Cecilia now making some mistakes here in game two that they didn't in game one. Back row attack, Nicola, and it's just off the back line. 13-9, St. Cecilia won at that point. They didn't get it. Timeout on the floor. It is St. Cecilia up one game, but Ord leads in game two, 13-9, and we'll be back after this timeout.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
And back at Grand Island Senior High School, Doug Duda with you in the C2 semifinals out of the St. Cecilia timeout. Welniak serves it again for the Lady Chanticleers. Set across by St. Cecilia, and Ord will come off the left foot of Pelton and knock it across. Returned over by St. Cecilia, and it's just off the line. Boy, St. Cecilia here recently is only missing by a couple of inches, and that time McCauley couldn't get the angle. 14-9 Ord. Welniak with three in a row, looking for more. And again, most of these are coming off St. Cecilia errors. Set middle, the attack by Kitten, dug out by Peterson. Ord gets it outside to Alexander, and she rolls it off the back line out of bounds. Point St. Cecilia. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest takes the opening set from Omaha Scott, 25-13. Here, the first set went to St. Cecilia, 25-9, but Ord has the lead. As Pelton drives it home for a 15-10 Lady Chanticleer lead. Third kill for Kaylee Pelton. Sydney McKinney comes back into the ball game. St. Cecilia hoping to turn things around here and go up 2-0. And the serve for Ord hits the net and crawls over for an ace. Nothing St. Cecilia could do there. It just stuck in the net and dropped down. McKinney with her second ace here of the second set. 16-10. And McKinney fires it into the middle. St. Cecilia Nicola, they go to Ernst. Ernst blocked up front. Ball still alive. St. Cecilia, and then they dump it into the net. Tough break, St. Cecilia. But he had a great job of picking it up off the block and then just trying to punch it over. The error was made. Coach Alan Van Cura has one timeout remaining. McKinney stays at the service line, 17-10 Ord after just getting whacked in the opener. St. Cecilia goes outside to McCauley, drives it over. Ord gets it to Alexander. Her attack just called over the net and then trying to dig it out of the net, in the net, called on St. Cecilia. It was falling down the net. Caitlin Ernst went to bump it, and her fist and her wrist went right into the bottom tape. 18-10. And Waliak with the serve, or McKinney with the serve. Ord waits on defense, but they can't pick that one up as St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst will get her sixth kill. And back to serve it away will be Claire Hamburger, trailing 18-11 here in game two. And the serve across to the Chanticleers, overpass, tipped down by Thomas, but Ord digs, and out of bounds it goes. Point St. Cecilia, 18-12. Hamburger, who's already with three aces in this match, trying to keep the strong serve going, maybe get it back into game two. Over to Tierra Krumel. McKinney gets it up for Carson. Carson drives it over. Overpass by Kissinger. Krumel saves it. Joust at the net. Run by Ord. Nikki Carson wins the joust. Gets her fourth kill. 19-12 Ord. And back to serve it away is Megan Alexander. Ward still without a lot of kills, but they lead at 19-12. Middle attack dropped across that time by Caitlin Ernst. That's her seventh kill. In this set, I only have Ward for five kills, and they've got 19 points. Three ace serves, no ace blocks. So more than half their points are off St. Cecilia errors, and there's a service error to make it 20-13 Ward. So both sets just full of mistakes, unfortunately, for these two teams. Ord committed a lot in the first set. St. Cecilia a lot here in the second set. St. Cecilia tries to change that here with the attack by Nicola. They pick it up on Ord's side. Carson returns it, and it has to be bumped across by the Hawks. Free ball, tipped down, Carson. Number five for Nikki Carson, 21-13. Timeout will be taken by Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll be back with more state volleyball right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Out of the timeout, it is Holly Hiles serving for Ord, up 21-13 here in the second set after St. Cecilia won the opener. Right side attack here by St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst, picked up by Ord, and it'll be tipped across by Welniak. Then the Chanticleers dump it into their own net. Point St. Cecilia. With 3 minutes to go in the Class B semifinals, Elkhorn 41, Adams Central 7 in Class A. It is 28-21 Omaha Central leading Omaha Burke. Here is the serve across. Chanticleers go to Carson. Carson drives it into her own net. Point for St. Cecilia. 21-15 with Ernst at the service line. St. Cecilia getting a little closer here. Now down by only six. Across to Tierra Krumel. Here's a set. McKinney close to the net. Carson had to flick it across. Good save that time by Thomas and punched over out of the back row, but deep for St. Cecilia. 22-15 Ord. Ord went five sets yesterday. St. Cecilia only had to go three. And if Ord wins this set, we're guaranteed four. As Carson serves it across, overpass, free ball, put away by the Chanticleers, but they followed through into the net, and St. Cecilia will catch a break. 22-16, in to serve Molly Schutte. She had a three-point run earlier in this game to cut it to eight, or tie it up at eight, and then after that, Ord went on their big run. Serve stays in the back row. Alexander tries the back row attack. It's a good one, picked up by Kissinger. Hamburger sets, tipped across that time by Nicola, and Morgan gets it to the floor. Ord didn't think so, but Nicola will get her sixth kill. 22-17. And a timeout going to be called here by Ord. Coach Wendy Alexander doesn't want to wait any longer, so St. Cecilia trying to come back here, but a big mountain to climb. 22-17 Ord, game two. The Hawks are up by one set, and we'll be back after this short timeout.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
And we are back here at Grand Island Senior High. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Brad Beam on ESPN 1550. Omaha Scott leads Grand Island Northwest in set two, 13-9, after Northwest won the opening game 25-13. So at both sides, we're seeing role reversals from game one to game two. St. Cecilia just dominated the opening set, and Ord has pretty much dominated the second set as Molly Schutte serves it across. And for the Chanticleers, they can just punch it back over. Middle attack is going to go outside Nicola. Nicola gets the kill. Morgan with her seventh kill. It's now 22-18. A 5-1 run here. Schutte is doing a great job from that service line for the Hawkettes. Molly floats this deep middle. Alexander has it. Has to be set by Welniak. Rolled over there by the Chanticleers. And Pelton short set to Kitten. It's overpassed back by Ord. Free ball again dug out by Alexander. And a lift called on Ord. Good quick thinking up front there by Hastings St. Cecilia as Morgan Nicola went after it again. It's 22-19. The 8-point lead is down to 3. Schutte keeps that serve in. Alexander in the back row. Set Welniak from off the net left side. Partially blocked. One arm up that time by Jordan Nicola. Taken across by Morgan Nicola for the kill. 22-20. St. Cecilia in comeback mode. And if they come all the way back, that would all but do it here. As the serve across, Alexander close to the net, and a lift call again on Ord. 22-21. It is an 8-1 run by St. Cecilia. Schutte with 11 service points, and I've got her for 9 in this game. None of them aces. Schutte's knuckleball across to Krumel. Here's the set by Carson. Goes wide to Welniak. Blocked up front by Hamburger. Dug out by Ord. Free ball, Nicola. She got the kill. Morgan Nicola with her 9th kill. It is knotted at 22. Schutte just keeps on firing. 22 all. St. Cecilia has arisen. And Ord will call their final timeout. Both teams are out of timeouts, but St. Cecilia has erased an 8-point deficit and still has the serve when we come back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Doug Duda back with you here at Grand Island Senior High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that are allowing us to bring you high school volleyball. Take a look at some of the action going on in football today. Gretna now up on Crete 15-14 with 2 minutes to go in the Class B semifinal. Elkhorn defeating Adams Central. Last check it was 41-7 late in that game. St. Cecilia's on a 9-1 run. We're tied at 22 out of the Ord timeout. The serve by Schutte. Carson sets outside. Here's the attack. Pelton, it is out of bounds, and St. Cecilia has taken the lead, 23-22. And if you're on the other side, Ord's got to feel the wheels coming off. They've got to have this point set in the middle. Peterson will terminate, and that will end the run. 23-23. So now it's anybody's ball game, but you have to feel St. Cecilia still has the momentum as Katie Peterson goes back to serve it away. All knotted at 23. And a serve by Peterson. Back middle to the libero. Kissinger, the pass is off the mark, so Nicola bumps it over. Free ball here for Ord. Carson sets middle to Pelton. It's dug out by Kissinger. Hamburger sets outside, and it's not a good one. But Nicola rolled it over. Didn't try to do too much, and Morgan Nicola gets her 10th kill, and it is set point. Hastings St. Cecilia, 24-23. And Morgan Nicola to serve it away for a 2-0 lead. Tierra Kuma on the back line gets it up to Carson, sets it out to Alexander. She's blocked, and St. Cecilia gets the block from Erica Kitten. Erica Kitten with the ace block, and almost miraculously, Hastings St. Cecilia comes all the way back from a 21-13 deficit to win it 25-23 and go up two games to none. We'll look at the stats in 1 minute.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. Let's look at the numbers for Ord in the second set. Katie Peterson, a service point and a kill. Holly Heil, two service points. Kaylee Pelton, two kills. Molly Weliak, three service points. Nikki Carson, three service points. One was an ace, four kills. And Cindy McKinney, four service points. Two of them were aces. Seven kills is all Ord had. No ace blocks and three ace serves. For St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger had two service points. One was an ace. Molly Schutte had 11 service points. Erica Kitten had an ace block and a kill. Caitlin Ernst had a service point and four kills. And Morgan Nicola had seven kills. 12 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. Pretty simple. Once St. Cecilia stopped making mistakes, they got the ball to Morgan Nicola, and that's how they were able to come back and defeat Ord 25-23 in Game 2 after winning the opener 25-9. It's two games to none. St. Cecilia, one set away from their first state final since 1990, and we'll be back with set three after this timeout.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Hastings St. Cecilia starts game number three with the serve, and they start it with an ace serve. Ace serve number four from Claire Hamburger. Trying to keep things going here. Omaha Scutt beat Northwest 25-20 in game two. So Northwest and Scutt are even at a set apiece. And now a service error by Hamburger, and we are tied at one apiece. You're listening to KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation from Grand Island Senior High and the C2 State High School Volleyball Tournament. Sydney McKinney in to serve for Ord. St. Cecilia's up two games to none. McKinney with an ace serve. 2-1, Lady Chana clears, but McKinney with her third ace. We'll see how Ord can respond here after just letting game two slip through their hands, up 21-13 and losing 25-23. Serve goes back middle into the hands of Kissinger. Back row attack, Nicola, overpass Ord. Carson redirects before it gets over the net, and Nikki Carson will get the kill. Number 6-4 Nikki, 3-1 Ord. McKinney has been the number one server tonight and most of the season here for the Lady Chanticleers. Her serve again across to Kissinger. Outside attack by Thomas. Blocked by Carson. Ricocheted back over to Ord. Carson punches it over for the kill. Number seven for Carson. And Ord gets out to a 4-1 lead. McKinney stays at that service line. That's about the only time they've been able to get a run going. 4-1 Ord. And the serve goes back middle. Short set. St. Cecilia on the quick is down and good for Caitlin Ernst. That's her eighth serve. 10 for Morgan Nicola, 8 for Ernst. For Ord, Carson leads it with 7. Back to serve it away now is going to be number 6, Laura Cook. First time she's been in the ball game here tonight for Coach Alan Van Cura. And the serve. Deep middle, but it's in. Tierra Krummel has it. Set to the outside. Rolled over by Carson, and she'll drop it home. Nikki Carson with her eighth kill. 5-2 Ord, needing a win to advance to a fourth game here. And Megan Alexander to serve it away here for Ord. Megan floats it across here to Nicola. Here's the set Hamburger, back set right side, down and good by St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst. Another kill for Ernst, side out here, St. Cecilia. 5-3 the score. 25-9, 25-23, St. Cecilia takes the first two sets. And now Caitlin Ernst will serve it away. Ord sets to the right side. Carson drove it into her own net. Attack error. Point Hawkettes. 5-4. And Ernst to serve it away for a tie here early in game three. State football, Crete now takes the lead from Gretna. 20-15. Last minute of the game. Here's the set by McKinney. Roll over by Carson again. Good stab at it to keep it alive by Thomas. They get it to Nicola. Her attack is picked up by Alexander. Chanticleer set it outside to Heil. Near side attack is dug out by Ernst. Good point going here. Nicola rolls it off the block. Carson sets it up for Ord. Heil again into the net. Point St. Cecilia. It is 5-5. From somebody different at every juncture tonight for St. Cecilia to get them going. And a serve. Deep middle. They let it go. It's out of bounds. Point Ord. A little too strong that time from Caitlin Ernst. And back to serve it for Ord will be Holly Heil. Heil got a couple of points last game when Ord had things rolling along. And the serve. Back middle is a well-placed serve for an ace. 7-5 Ord, splitting the two Nicolas, Jordan and Morgan. And Holly Heil with her first ace. That's the fifth ace serve for Ord tonight. 7-5 your score. St. Cecilia up two games to none, though, as Heil serves it across to Nicola. Here's the set back to her from the 10-foot line. She drives it down and in. Morgan Nicola, her first kill of this set, her 11th of the match. And into serve it for the Hawkettes is Schutte. Molly with 13 service points already. Serves this one to Krummel. Here's the set, McKinney. Carson on the right side, bounces it off the net. Pops it up for Kissinger. Set back to Nicola. Hammered home. Kill number 12 for Morgan Nicola. 7-7, game three. And with Schutte back there in game two, St. Cecilia was able to come back from an 8-point deficit late. And into the net on Ord. McKinney trying to go set the ball. was pushed into the net by the overpass, and it is 8-7. Schutte already 15 points in the service line. She's getting pretty good. A near ace. Ord has to flop it across for a free ball. Set outside, and it'll be punched over by Hamburger. Ord's ready. Set Krubel middle. She'll tip it off the double block. Picked up Nicola. And back to Jordan. She'll slap it across to Ord with a mishandling of that. A free point for St. Cecilia. And now the Hawkettes have scored four in a row, 9-7. And it's still shooting at that service line. Over to Heil. McKinney dumps it across. St. Cecilia got a hand on it. They're able to return it over with Morgan Nicola. Ord gets it to Carson outside. Welniak, big swing is dug out there by Kissinger. Back to Nicola. Nicola drives it across. One arm up by Ord, but it's into the net. Give Nicola the kill. Fourth kill of the game for Morgan Nicola. 10-7. And Ord having trouble getting Molly Schutte off the service line, and Ord will call a timeout. Hastings St. Cecilia's up 2-0 and 10-7 in the third. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on ESPN 1550, brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
As we come back to action, Hastings St. Cecilia gets another attack error by Ord, and it's 11-7 St. Cecilia. And Schutte just stays at that service line. McKinney sets Carson. Carson blocked up there by Nicola. Ord digs it up. They get it to Welniak on the outside. Another dig by Morgan Nicola. Middle attack Kitten. She's blocked. Digs her own block. Set outside Nicola. Nicola drives it over. Alexander with the dig. Carson out to Welniak. Welniak is dug. And not good enough. Welniak will get the kill. Molly Welniak with her first kill of the match. And a side out for Ord, 11-8. In the state football playoffs, Lincoln Southeast 28, Papillion-La Vista South 18, 1:09 to go. And the right side attack, Nicola drives it through the double block, picked up Welniak, ricocheted over. Nicola will not hammer this. Yes, she will. She'll hammer this one down, and it's good. 12-8. Five kills in this set for Morgan Nicola. She's got 15 after picking up just three in the first set. 12-8, Morgan Nicola will serve. Carson sets Ord, middle, Krubel, Nicola, 360, digging a back row, has to be passed across St. Cecilia. Free ball here for Ord. Carson sets Pelton off the net, and it kicked out of bounds. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. Pelton with the kill. So a point for the Lady Chanticleers on Pelton's fourth kill. Side out for Katie Peterson. My bad, I think I've said that a couple times. Katie Peterson, number two here for the Chanticleers. Krubel to Libero. Re-enters. And Peterson now serves it away. Deep middle and out of bounds. Service error, Ord. First Ord service error here in this game. In fact, they've been very solid. They only had one last game. And now it's St. Cecilia and Libby Kissinger to serve. Ord goes Welniak in the middle, and Welniak will get the kill. So after being quiet for most of this match, Molly Welniak gets two kills here in the last 3 points. And now she'll go back to serve it away. 13-10, St. Cecilia leading Ord, and they're up 2-0. And the serve. Down the middle it goes for St. Cecilia. They'll go outside. The attack driven over by McCauley. Ord stayed out of the net somehow and passed it over. Now they'll set it on the right side. Hamburger gets it out there, blocked but out of bounds. Give the kill to Caitlin Ernst, her 10th. 14-10, St. Cecilia. Back into the front row, Olivia Thomas. You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on ESPN Radio. The winner gets Lutheran High Northeast tomorrow at 4:30, and there is an ace serve for Claire Hamburger. That is her fifth of the night. Led the team coming into state in ace serves, and Ord has elected to use their final timeout right here. So the season on the line for the Lady Chanticleers. St. Cecilia up 2-0 and 15-10 here in the third. We'll be right back.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Also at the state volleyball tournament this evening, Omaha Scud and Grand Island Northwest are tied at a game apiece. And in the third set, Northwest has jumped out to an 11-5 lead over Scud. Class A final tomorrow, Omaha Burke, Papio South at 1. Class B final, Pius against the Scud, Northwest winner at 6:30. Kearney Catholic Columbus Scotus in the C1 final to start it at 9 a.m. We'll give you the rest in a minute as we come out of the timeout. An ace serve again for Claire Hamburger. It hit the top of the net and just crawled over. The winner of this plays Lutheran High Northeast tomorrow at 4:30 in D1. Humphrey and Exeter Milligan at 8:30 in the evening. Howells and Bertrand in D2 at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Serve across the Chanticleers, trying to get back into it. Alexander is blocked, but it is blocked out of bounds all the way back and out. Alexander, just her second kill of the match. The team's leading attacker held to just two kills so far here this evening. Now Sydney McKinney to serve it away. This is where Ord has been able to pick up their points throughout the night when McKinney's been on the service line. Across it comes to McCauley in the middle. It's going to be dumped down immediately by Caitlin Ernst. So no run that time for McKinney at the service line. And into serve it away, Laura Cook. Second time that she has come into the ball game here for Coach Van Cura. The Chanticleers want to change. Sydney Krummel comes in for Alexander. And a serve for Laura Cook. Down the middle to Weliak. Pass to the outside to Carson. Rolls it over the block. The dig is made, but into the net. Give Carson the kill. Number 9 for Nikki Carson. Side out Ord, but they cannot afford to side out all night long. They've got to find a way to get some points. Katie Peterson back into the front row, and Megan Alexander back to serve it away here for the Lady Chanticleers. Alexander floats it down the middle to Kissinger. Hamburger sets right side. Ernst is blocked. Back to St. Cecilia. Ernst sets it over at McKinney. Carson sets middle for Peterson, who terminates. Fourth kill for Katie Peterson. 17-13. Alexander to serve. Again, the top two attackers for Ord are both juniors, so they'll be back next year, but they'll miss three senior starters. As a serve by Alexander is across to Nicola. There's the set back to her. Morgan is blocked up front by Peterson. Ace block. Peterson and Carson will give it to Katie Peterson. Three in a row for Ord. 17-14. Ord led a 21-13 lead get away in game two. St. Cecilia rallied to win it. Now will St. Cecilia be able to hold on in game three? Hamburger sets right side. Ernst off the double block gets the kill. Caitlin Ernst with her 12th kill. 18-14. Again, St. Cecilia has not been to the state finals since they won it all in 1990. Can you believe it's been 21 years since St. Cecilia's been to the state finals? Amazing. Carson on the outside gets the kill from Ord. Not over yet, but it's looking pretty good for St. Cecilia. And Alan Van Cura has been on that bench the whole time. Holly Heil back there to serve it away. 18-15, St. Cecilia, and they're up 2-0. Heil serve over to Nicola close to the net, and if she can't do anything with it, we'll mark it as an ace for Holly Heil. Her second. Ord has used both their timeouts, but St. Cecilia has both of theirs remaining. 18-16. The lead has been cut down to two. Heil serve a little stronger this time to Nicola. Hamburger sets right side. The attack is going to be wide, but in the net on Ord. And a point for St. Cecilia. 19-16. Back in to serve. Molly Schutte. That's a tough one there because I think the attack was out. It would have been a one-point game. So St. Cecilia gets a break. See if they can take advantage of it. Not passed very well. Alexander takes a swing at it anyway. Handled there by Kissinger. Middle attack is going to be dropped across by Kitten. Ward rolls it back over. Now Nicola on the attack, and she's wide. Point Chana clears. And it's an interesting third game right now as Kaylee Pelton re-enters for the Chanticleers, and Nikki Carson, the lefty, goes back to serve it away. St. Cecilia by two. Serve over to Schutte. Pass off the mark, but they do get it over. Carson sets it up. Outside attack, Pelton. Up in the back row again by Nicola. This time it will be hammered home by Erica Kitten. Off the good dig from Jordan Nicola. 20-17, St. Cecilia, and Morgan Nicola into the back row to serve it away. Tierra Krumel comes in at libero for Orr. Serve to Weliak. Carson sets back row for Alexander. She'll droop it across. It's picked up there by Kissinger. Dumped across St. Cecilia. Orr can't do anything with it. And number two, the setter, Claire Hamburger, gets her first kill. 21-17. And again, Orr's used their two timeouts. Serve over to Alexander. Running it down, Carson gets it up for Weliak, who puts it into the net. Three in a row, St. Cecilia, 22-17. Three away from a state final. Nicholas serve at Alexander. Carson sets it up middle. Peterson on the attack, down and good for Ward. Side out for the Lady Chanticleers, 22-18. Katie Peterson back to serve it away. 25-9, 25-23, the first two sets for St. Cecilia. And the serve, deep middle, pass a little off the mark, McCauley, rolled over Kitten. Can Ord get it? If they do, there'll be just a pass across. They do, free ball here, and then an overpass, and Ord follows through into the net. Net violation on Ord. St. Cecilia, 2 points away. Back in Sydney Krumel, back to serve it for St. Cecilia, Libby Kissinger. 23-18. Kissinger serve across to Krumel. Here's the set middle. Weliak stumbled, had to tip it across. St. Cecilia goes outside, blocked by Weliak. Ace block. Weliak and Pelton. I think they're going to say Kaylee Pelton gets the ace block to keep Ord alive. 23-19. Heil in. Weliak to serve. Four back deep on serve receive for the Hawkettes. And Weliak serve. Picked up by Nickel in the back row. Hamburger slide right side. Ernst, it is out of bounds. No tip. Point Ord. Ord tried to play it, but couldn't get a hand on it. 23-20. Still 2 points away for St. Cecilia. And the serve by Weliak. Takes it down the line. Picked up there by McCauley. Set middle, Ernst. She'll knock it off the block. Up by Peterson. Carson sets to the outside. Here's Sydney Krumel. Down and good. Ward's trying to hang in there. 23-21. Timeout. St. Cecilia. It is St. Cecilia still 2 points away from a state final. We'll see if they can get there when we come back.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Coverage of the 2011 State Volleyball Tournament on ESPN 1550 is brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business at Midwest Heating and Air. St. Cecilia came from 8 down to win the second game, 25-23. Now they're trying to hang on here in game number 3, 23-21. But Ord has scored 3 in a row and has the serve. Molly Weliak now to serve it away. And the serve down the line, picked up there by McCauley. Here's the set, a little low. Ernst has to tip it over. Ord puts it into the net. Can't get it over. It is match point for St. Cecilia. On a little tip by Caitlin Ernst. 24-21. And here's the number one server, Claire Hamburger. She's already got 6 aces. Match point, Hawkettes. Serve is across. Picked up by Peterson. And off the court, they have to run it down and pass it over. Free ball here. Hamburger sets right side. Thomas on the attack. Blocked. Ord's able to pick it up. Carson sets to the outside. The attack. Krumel is blocked. Ord digs it out. Free ball above the net, but St. Cecilia missed it. Point Ord. Ernst was going to knock the stuffing out of that one to go to the finals. 24-22. And back to serve it away, Sydney McKinney. Still match point number two for St. Cecilia. McKinney's serve is in. Overpass, tip down, Ord. Give the point to Heil. The first kill for Holly Heil, and St. Cecilia is going to use their final timeout. Match point number three coming up for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll keep it right here. Don't forget when we're done, we'll wrap it up on our ESPN post-game show. We'll look at all the final stats and obviously hopefully a chance to chat with Coach Alan Van Cura. Crazy little match here. St. Cecilia crushed Ord 25-9. Second set, St. Cecilia was getting throttled by Ord and came back to win it 25-23 after being down 21-13. And now it's 24-23. Ord just a couple of points of being up 2-1. And St. Cecilia now a point away from winning it in straight sets. Here on ESPN 1550 KICS, Doug Duda with you from Grand Island Senior High. Out of the final timeout, Sydney McKinney to serve for Ord, either to send us to extra points or St. Cecilia to a final against Lutheran High Northeast. 24-23, match point number three for St. Cecilia. And across it comes to McCauley. The pass is off, so they have to set it over. Ord will set it up in the middle for Heil. She tips it over. Up there by Kissinger and passed across. Ord goes middle. Heil attack is picked up by Nicola. Kept alive. Above the net. Free ball. Ord puts it down and we're tied. Sydney Krumel off the bench gets the kill. 24-24. Ord has scored six of the last 7 points to take us to extra points. And this is where Ord has done their scoring with Sydney McKinney at the service line. We're knotted up at 24. McKinney's serve picked up by Kissinger. This time Hamburger, good set in the middle to Ernst, and she will drive it across and good. 25-24, St. Cecilia, match point number four coming up for the Hawkettes, and they will sub in Laura Cook to serve it away. The 5'7 senior, she gets a chance. Match point number four for the Hawkettes. Deep serve picked up by Ord and Peterson. McKinney with the set goes to the outside. Carson rolls it across down and good, and we play on. Number 11 for Carson. 25-25. Back to serve it is going to be Megan Alexander. St. Cecilia's up 2-0. Serve across to Alexander. Not passed very well. They get it back to Nicola. Her attack is on the back corner for the kill, but in the net, called on St. Cecilia. So Ord is going to get the point. Ord picks up the point, and it's game point Chanticleer. Alexander with the serve, floats it back to Nicola. Set right side for Ernst. She's blocked, ace block, Ord. We're going to a fourth set. Holly Heil with the ace block. And Ord takes game three, 27-25. A big comeback for St. Cecilia in game two, and a big comeback for Ord in game three. We'll be back and look at the numbers right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. Let's take a look at the numbers now from the third set. First off for St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger had three ace serves and one kill. Molly Schutte had five service points. Erica Kitten had a kill. Caitlin Ernst had two service points and seven more kills. Morgan Nicola with two service points and five kills. 14 kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves for St. Cecilia. For Ord, by far their best set. Katie Peterson had an ace block and two kills. Holly Heil, two ace serves, an ace block and a kill. Kaylee Pelton, an ace block and a kill. Megan Alexander, two service points and two kills. Sydney Krumel, two kills. Molly Walniak, two service points, two kills. Nikki Carson, six kills. And Sydney McKinney, five service points, one was an ace. 16 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves as Ord rallies from a 23-18 deficit to win 27-25 and force a fourth set. And we'll be back with the fourth set right after this timeout.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
We're ready to get the fourth set underway on an Ord serve. Now let's see if St. Cecilia can bounce back as McCauley takes it across. Chanticleers go to Sydney Krumel. It's dug out there. Set Hamburger into the net for the attack for St. Cecilia. And Ord with the first point. In the first three sets, the team that scored first lost. Ord won. St. Cecilia nothing. Just a little bit of trivia there for the folks over at the Tribune. Serves across by the Chanticleers. Slide is blocked by Ord. Ace block for Sydney Krumel. Sydney Krumel may be the reason that Ord is coming back in this one. They brought her into the game, and she has definitely contributed off the bench. 2-0. And McKinney on the serve. She leads them in serving. She's going to get an ace. Fourth ace for Sydney McKinney. It is 3-0. Lady Chanticleers. And back to serve it again is McKinney. Trying to keep things going here for Chanticleers. Down 2-1. Here's the set Hamburger. Ernst tips it across. Tierra Krumel with the overpass. Ernst slaps it again. One arm up Katie Peterson, but it goes out of bounds. Give Ernst the kill. I've got Kaylin Ernst and Morgan Nicola with 15 kills apiece. Nobody else with more than four. Schutte has 18 service points. Claire Hamburger has six ace serves. And Hamburger serves it across here. Outside attack, Carson for Ord on the line. Good. Carson leads Ord with 12 kills. Nobody else with more than five. But Ord has jumped out to leads before. Let's see if they can hold on to this one. Give you an update here on Northwest. They won game three over Scutt, 25-12. They're up 2-1. Middle attack here by Ernst is down and good for St. Cecilia. Number 16 for Caitlin Ernst. 4-2 Ord. And back to serve it away is going to be Laura Cook. And Cook serve. Takes it to the back row to Krumel. Here's a set right side. Carson tries it down. Nikki Carson with her 13th kill. 5-2 Lady Chanticleers. First two sets went to St. Cecilia, 25-9, 25-23. Ord rallied to win 27-25 in the third set. And the serve across by Holly Heil. Ace serve. 6-2. Heil with her third service ace of the evening. Again, the winner plays tomorrow in the state championship at 4:30 against Lutheran High Northeast. Heil with the serve. Takes it across. to Nicola. Morgan drives it over. Picked up by Heil. Weliak tried to tip it over and didn't hit it hard enough. Point St. Cecilia. Back into the ball game, Erica Kitten, and distributed away will be Caitlin Ernst. St. Cecilia 26-7. And a lot of their losses to C1 state qualifiers as the serve is across. And Carson will have to roll it across for Ord. Set by Olivia Thomas. Outside, Nicola will terminate. Morgan with her 16th kill, 6-4. St. Cecilia's losses to Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic, Minden, Fillmore Central, Central Catholic again in the tournament, conference tournament, Lincoln Lutheran and Columbus SCOTUS. And an ace serve by St. Cecilia, 6-5 off the service ace from Ernst. So now Ernst trying to get three in a row here and could tie things up in the fourth set. Again, the Adams Central Patriot football team eliminated in the Class B semifinals tonight, 41-7 to Elkhorn. As the serve is across, Carson on the attack, blocked up front. Ace block, Erica Kitten. That'll be her second ace block, and we are tied at six apiece. Still at the service line is Caitlin Ernst for the Hawkettes. After letting the third game slip away, they're trying to rally here in the fourth. Ernst takes it to the back middle to Alexander. Set to the outside, Weliak. She'll take it off the tip. Picked up by St. Cecilia and Nicola. Huge swing, but it is dug out by Alexander. Set out of the back row across the net by Ord. Overpass here by St. Cecilia. Great job by Hamburger to keep it out of the net. Ord goes back row attack. Alexander blocked up front by Erica Kitten. It pops above the net, and Carson will tip it down. 14th kill for Carson. They have basically got away from her setting the volleyball and put her more as an attacker tonight after that first set. Carson now to serve it away. Floats it across to Nicola. Hamburger sets it right back to Morgan. She's blocked up front by Peterson. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Thomas takes it across and in the net on Ord. In the net, going to be called on the Chanticleers. Side out for the Hawkettes. And Schutte to go back and serve it away. Molly Schutte, when she's back there, St. Cecilia has been scoring. Let's see if that continues. Over to Heil, pass off the mark. Chanticleers will only be able to roll it across out of the back row to Kissinger. Set outside for Nicola. Morgan drives it off the block. Picked up by the Chanticleers, and Weliak will terminate. Molly Weliak with her third kill. Ward 8, St. Cecilia 7. And returning to the lineup for the Chanticleers, Sydney Krumel. She's helped spark this team, a 5'9 junior with not a lot of stats coming into the tournament, but she's played well tonight. And it'll be Katie Peterson to serve it away for Ord. Dumped into the block there by the center, Hamburger. Carson blocked it. St. Cecilia able to pick it up and pass it back across. Ord on the free ball goes middle to Weliak. Soft tap across, picked up by Jordan Nicola and rolled over by Morgan. Ord's got another chance here. They go to the middle to Pelton, and she overswung, missed the ball, 8-8. So again, errors has been the problem here. Served by Nicola across. They'll go middle. The attack, Weliak is off the tip for the kill. And it's 9-8. Weliak with the kill. Didn't have any in the first two games. Now has four here early in the fourth. And Weliak will serve it away. A lot of top spin, and that's going to be an ace. 10-8 board. And you get that weird feeling right now if you're a St. Cecilia fan. Kind of like the Texas Rangers. You're one strike away. They were 1 point away. Four match points last game. Couldn't put it away. Now they trail in the fourth set. Erica Kitten blocked up front by Krumel. Dug out by the Hawkettes. And then they put it into the net. Errors now for St. Cecilia, 11-8. And that's been the story of the night. The third set was played much better statistic-wise, but there have been a lot of errors by both teams here in this semifinal. Serve over to Kissinger, dumped across by Hamburger, and Ord cannot pick it up. And that'll be the first or second kill by Hamburger, 11-9. And Kissinger goes back to serve it away. Kissinger floats it left side to Sydney Krumel. Carson back set for Pelton. Got a good look and should terminate. Fifth kill for Kaylee Pelton. 12-9 Ord. The last two sets, though, the team that had the lead late couldn't hold it. St. Cecilia was up 22-6 in the first set, won at 25-9. But the other two big leads got away from both teams. Now Sydney McKinney to serve for Ord. Confusion for St. Cecilia. They do push it over with Ernst. McKinney sets it up for Krumel. Sydney rolls it into the back row. Played there by Morgan Nicola. And it will be taken across by number 9, Courtney McCauley. Ord's got it in the middle. Heil tips it across. Great dig that time by Kissinger. And it will be passed across by Schutte. Jana clears one more time. Slide Heil. Heil terminates. Second kill for Holly Heil. It is 13-9 Ord and a timeout on the floor by St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia won the first two sets, but Ord rallied 27-25 in the third and they lead 13-9 in the fourth. You're listening to the C2 State Volleyball Tournament here on ESPN Radio.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Welcome back to the C2 State Tournament out of the St. Cecilia timeout. Nikki Carson will get her 15th kill for Ord to extend the lead to 14-9. Ord had to rally from 2-1 down last night to win in five sets. They're trying to come from 2-0 down tonight. St. Cecilia trying to get it turned around here, but it's going to take another comeback as Hamburger sets middle for Ernst, dug out there by Peterson. Short set right side is tipped across by Heil. St. Cecilia tries to hurry, and they put it in the net. I don't know if the teams are getting tired or if they're just trying to move too quick, but there has not been a whole lot of up from either team here lately. And McKinney just continues to do it from the service line. She's got 16 points in the match. Here's a slide. Ernst tries to tip it. Krumel got it up. From Sydney to Tierra, across it goes. St. Cecilia at the net. A joust is won by Ord, but it is pushed back across by the Hawkettes. Ord tries again. Middle attack, Heil, down and good. Third kill for Holly Heil. It was 8-8, and Ord has won on an 8-1 run. It is 16-9. In Class B, Northwest is up 2-1 and tied 13-all. Now it's 16-14 Northwest in the fourth over Scott. St. Cecilia to Ernst on the slide. Up in the back row by McKinney. Carson sets for Sydney Krumel. Off the tip. Picked up by Kissinger. Set outside for McCauley, but another attack error. As Coach Alan Van Kira looks up at the scoreboard and does not like what he sees. 17-9. And to serve McKinney. In the middle, Nicholas stuck back there. Ernst tip block, and St. Cecilia cannot pick it up. Ace block for Ord. The whistle has blown, even though they were still trying to play it. Holly Heil with the ace block, 18-9. McKinney with 19 service points. And we could be headed to a fifth set. Service across to McCauley, dumped across there by the setter in Hamburger, and that's good for the kill. Third kill for Hamburger as St. Cecilia needs to get something going. Checking out is Schutte. Back into the front row is Thomas. We start over in the rotation. Number one server, Claire Hamburger, back to the service line here for the Hawkettes. And her running serve is passed up to McKinney. Outside Carson, she'll drive it over. The dig is made close to the net, dumped over by Ernst, and into the net anyway on Ord. But Ernst drops it down for her 17th kill. That wasn't going to get picked up whether Ord was in the net or not. 18-11. Hamburger trying to lead another St. Cecilia comeback. Tough serve that Ord can only punch across. Chance here as Hamburger sets middle for Ernst. Off of Krumel into the back row. Peterson picks it up. That'll be passed across by Karsten. Free ball here. Set to the right side. Thomas, her attack picked up by Peterson again. And Ord dumped it into the net. Three in a row for St. Cecilia. But they still trail by six. 18-12. Claire Hamburger, before she serves, a timeout Ord. They're up 6 points, but they're down 2-1. 18-12 Ord trying to send us to a fifth set. We'll be right back.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Doug Duda here on ESPN 1550, KICS, Hastings, along with Eric Buderis, Terry Douglas, and a whole bunch of Hastings St. Cecilia and Ord supporters at Grand Island Senior High. It is St. Cecilia up 2-1, but Ord rallied from 23-18 down to the third set to win 27-25 after St. Cecilia rallied from a 21-13 deficit in the second set to win 25-23. It's now 18-12, Ord 18-13, as Ord lets the ball hit the floor on a simple pass. Claire Hamburger gets the service point. She's got 6 aces, 10 total points. And back in, Sydney Krumel out, and back in for Ord, Megan Alexander. As we've said, the last two sets have seen big comebacks. St. Cecilia trying to do it here, but they serve it into the net. Service error, Ord 19, St. Cecilia 13. And back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander for the Chanticleers. And Megan serve. Takes it down the middle, but it's not passed very well, and it's going to be an ace. 20-13. Each team has one timeout remaining here in this fourth set. Megan Alexander with her first ace of the night. And the serve goes across the middle there to Kissinger. Knocked over Ernst. Carson sets it up for Ord. Heil on the near side. Off the block and in the net on St. Cecilia. So Ord answering right back at a timeout on the floor. It is 21-13. Ord with the lead. 4 points away from a fifth set. More volleyball after this on ESPN Radio.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Time now for your stat of the night, brought to you by the Dunning High School class of 1986. In 5-set matches this year, Ord is 4-0. St. Cecilia hasn't played one yet. St. Cecilia needs to get it turned around. 21-13. Ord won in 5 last night. They beat St. Paul, Westhold, and Burwell in 5 sets. Overpass on the serve. Ord's going to tip it down for another one. Nikki Carson. The 16th kill for Carson. It is 22-13, Ord. They have responded after giving up game 2 and being left for dead in game 3 as the serve is floated across to Morgan Nicola. St. Cecilia sets it over. Here's Carson. Middle attack by Peterson. Blocked by Ernst, but it's out of bounds. Caitlin Peterson with her 6th kill. 23-13. What an amazing turn of events here. And St. Cecilia getting farther away from the final instead of closer. Serve not handled well by St. Cecilia. All they do is pass it over. Carson dumps it over, gets another kill. And you can tell right now St. Cecilia is devastated. They are not on their toes. They have lost the fire. They need to get it back before the fifth set begins, and that could be just a point away. It is game point. Megan Alexander to serve for Ord. And nobody blew the whistle. The serve across, but nobody blew the whistle. The down official is talking to Coach Van Kira about something. I'm not sure what it is. I think she thought maybe they called timeout, which they didn't, and they don't have any left if they had. Still, game point for Ord, 24-13. Alexander serves it, and it's picked up there by Nicholas. Set middle, Ernst. Ernst off the block, down and good, so we'll play on. Kill number 18 for Ernst. And it is 24-14 coming in to serve Laura Cook until this set is over because Ord is up by 10. Game point number two for Ord. Cook serve across to Alexander. McKinney sets. Carson outside. We go to a fifth set. Oh, no, it got passed back. No, there is a lift. They did blow the whistle. Carson with the kill. We're going to a fifth set. 25-14. Ord in the fourth set. We go to a fifth right after this timeout.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Brad Beam. Back here at Grand Island Senior High for continuing coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. Brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. In the fourth set for St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger picked up three service points and two kills. Erica Kitten had an ace block. Caitlin Ernst had three service points. One was an ace and four kills. Morgan Nicola, one kill, and that was it. Seven kills, one ace block, one ace serve. For Ord, Katie Peterson had a kill. Holly Heil had an ace serve, an ace block, and two kills. Kaylee Pelton with one kill. Sydney Krumel, an ace block. Megan Alexander with four service points. Molly Weliak, one of those was an ace, by the way. Molly Weliak, two service points, two kills. Nikki Carson had seven kills, and Sydney McKinney had nine service points. One of them was an ace. 13 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves as Ord wins game four, 25-14. The first two sets, if you're just joining us, St. Cecilia looked like they were playing all alone out there as Ord continuously hit it in the net, hit it out of the bounds, error after error after error, and St. Cecilia cruised 25-9. Then Ord got all over St. Cecilia. They were up 21-13 in the second set, and St. Cecilia closed it on a 12-2 run to go up two games to none, 25-23. And then St. Cecilia served for the match four times in the third set. They were up 23-18, but Ord fought it off to win 27-25, and Ord dominates game four, 25-14. As we've said, Ord is 4-0 in five setters this year. This is the first five sets mat of the year for Hastings St. Cecilia. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest gives up the lead. Omaha Scutt wins it 27-25, so they're going to game five in Class B. St. Cecilia serves it with Claire Hamburger to start the fifth set, and Ord goes to the outside. The first attack by Pelton is dug up there by St. Cecilia and driven down by Ernst. Off the dig of Morgan Nicola, Caitlin Ernst gets her match high, 19th kill, and St. Cecilia gets the first point. Hamburger on the serve. She leads all players tonight in ace serves with six. This one is not an ace. Ord will get into the middle to Heil. Block Ernst! First ace block of the entire match for Caitlin Ernst, and it is 2-0 St. Cecilia. Ford quickly is going to sub Megan Alexander in. Don't forget, when we're done, quick post-game show to get you set up for tomorrow on the service error now by St. Cecilia. Gives it back over to Ord. Sydney McKinney now comes in with an incredible 19 service points in this match. Four of them are aces. And the serve coming up at 2-1. Line drive serve picked up by Hamburger. Kissinger up to Hamburger. Overpass Ord. Ernst two swings. Both of them dug out by Ord. They can only knock it across from the back row. Nicola to Hamburger. Ernst for a third time, and that time it's out. They want a tip. Nobody gives them a tip. And it's going to be an Ord point. So McKinney again scoring from that back line. 2-2. We had an incredibly competitive match between Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic earlier. This has just been a rallying type of match as Ernst will give St. Cecilia the lead back with her 20th kill. 3-2 St. Cecilia. Laura Cook now back to serve it away here for the Hawkettes. They were up 2-0. Now they're in the fifth. Serves across to Peterson. Set to Carson. She'll roll it across with the left arm. One arm up that time by Hamburger. And a big swing, Nicola. Termination. Morgan Nicola. Her 17th kill. St. Cecilia back up by two. 4-2. Laura Cook with her first service point of this championship semifinal. Serve. Deep corner. They let it go, and it is just out. Boy, I think when the two Ord defenders turned around and saw how much room was behind him, they had to go, uh-oh. And Ord wants a rotation check here. Coach Wendy Alexander doesn't want to get called out of rotation on the serve. And they come up with it, so we move along. And across it comes by the Chanticleers, Alexander. They get it outside. The attack by Morgan Nicola. Deep and out of bounds. They're tied at four. So St. Cecilia, three errors here. And Ord has tied it at four. Alexander serves it across, slide right side. Ernst, she'll drop it home. So Caitlin Ernst stepping up here in game five with three kills already. Hawks five, Chance four. But now Ernst is in the back row. Serve across by Caitlin Ernst. Rolls it into the middle there, McKinney. To the outside, Carson, termination. Carson with her 19th kill. 5-5, as tight as it can be here in the fifth set. Wellniak back into the front row for Ord. St. Cecilia will drop back three defensively. Both Nicholas and Hamburger, or excuse me, Kissinger for the Hawkettes. And Heil will serve it. The dig by Jordan Nicholas set out to Morgan. She'll terminate. Morgan Nicola, number 18. 6-5, St. Cecilia. Omaha Scott had to fight off four match points down 24-20, just like Ord did. So here we go, fifth set in both B and C2 as Carson rolls it across. Chance here for Nicola. Morgan goes up and drives it home, and we have a two-point lead again for St. Cecilia. Number 19 for Morgan Nicola. Wendy Alexander thinking about calling the timeout, and she will. Timeout on the floor. Your score, St. Cecilia 7, Ord 5, fifth set of the semifinals here on KICS Hastings.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17-2XS and P235-40R17-2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska. CPI.
The Nebraska men's basketball team 1-0 after a 65-48 win over South Dakota. And the UNK volleyball team sweeps out of state tonight, 25-13, 22, and 16. And big news, the number one team in the region, Minnesota Duluth, upset tonight. There's a chance UNK could host the toughest region in NCAA volleyball if they get the win tomorrow night in the championship against Metro. But let's get back to high school volleyball here as the serve is across by Molly Schutte, 7-5 St. Cecilia. Tip back over Carson. Hamburger gets it up. Nicola on the attack, down and good. It's Nicola and Ernst. They are powering St. Cecilia here in the fifth set. Three in a row to take an 8-5 lead. Schutte with 20 service points and two deep here, out of bounds. Third service error here in the fifth set for St. Cecilia, 8-6. Ward gets the ball back. And Nikki Carson, the setter, will serve it away. Goes deep corner, pass now, handled ace. Tried to make a quick pass there with Molly Schutte, but the pass was too low to her setter, Hamburger, and she couldn't pick it up. A serve for Carson, her second of the night. And they'll try the same thing. This time, Hamburger runs it down. Nicola tips it across. Carson is there. Overpass, free ball. Nicola into the net on the follow-through. Nicola trying to get that free ball with a quick swing. And now three in a row by Ord. 8-8. Carson, the only time she'd picked up a service point was back in set two, and now she serves another ace. And St. Cecilia will call timeout. Four in a row by the Lady Chanticleers, Ord 9, St. Cecilia 8 in the fifth set here on ESPN Radio. Stay with us. We're right back after this timeout.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Along with our producer-engineer Brad Beam, I'm Doug Duda. On the aircraft carrier tonight, North Carolina over Michigan State, 67-55. Happy Veterans Day to all. Thank you to those who have served and currently are serving and may even be listening on our web tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're in the fifth set of this C2 semifinal. Ord serving up 9-8. They've scored four in a row. Hamburger sets right side. Nicola rolls it over. St. Cecilia better not get timid. Outside attack by Pelton. Dug out Jordan Nicola. Back to Morgan. The set's wide. She goes off her back foot. Dig Alexander. Welniak for Ord. Terminates, and it's 10-8. Molly Welniak with her fifth kill. Five in a row by Ord. Can St. Cecilia get the ball back? Get it here. You're only down one. You're going to be fine. St. Cecilia picks it up there with Kissinger. Hamburger set. Nicola deep. Point Ord. And why should anything be different? It's been a game of runs all night, and another timeout call here by Hastings St. Cecilia. It is now Ord 11, St. Cecilia 8. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that the winner will advance to the C2 final tomorrow at 4:30. Taking on Lutheran High Northeast, while the loser of this match will play right back here at Grand Island Senior High tomorrow at noon against Twin River in the consolation. Tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center, C1 is up first, Columbus Scotus and Kearney Catholic at 9, then D2, Bertrand and Howells at 11. That Kearney Catholic Scotus match will be right here on ESPN. The Class A final, Papillion-La Vista South and Omaha Burke at 1. The C2 final at 4:30, Pius and either Northwest or Scott in the B final at 6:30, Exeter Milligan and Humphrey in the D1 final at 8:30. It is 11-8 Ord. They've scored six in a row, and both timeouts have been used now by St. Cecilia. And Nicole Carson to serve it away. She's got five in a row here, and it's going to be dumped across by Hamburger for the point. Claire Hamburger wasted no time, got her fourth kill, and gets the ball back on the St. Cecilia side. 11-9. And Morgan Nicola waiting for a volleyball to arrive so she can serve it away. Morgan, five service points tonight. Had one mini run back in the first set. Needs a mini run here to get her team squared up. Once again, Ord goes with a rotation check, trying to slow down the match. And now Nicola to serve. Floats it down the left side to Welniak. Carson back set for Pelton. Near side attack. Out of bounds. Point St. Cecilia. 11-10. Ward has one timeout remaining. St. Cecilia used both of theirs. And a serve coming across by Morgan Nicola to tie it up. Overpass. Carson kept it out of the net. And Peterson terminated. Great job by Nikki Carson of Ward to keep that ball alive. Side out for Ward. Pile back in, and Peterson to serve it away. 12-10 Ord. Fifth set. Serve Peterson. They let it go. It is out of bounds wide. Side out, St. Cecilia. Always love to get a free point. And now Libby Kissinger to serve for the Hawkettes. Trying to tie it up here at 12. Kissinger serve. Across to Tierra Krumel. Carson sets middle for Welniak. Off the block, the dig is made by Kissinger. Hamburger slide to Ernst. It is tipped and picked up by Carson. Welniak sets it to Alexander. Into the back row. Picked up by Kissinger. Bumped across by St. Cecilia. And Ord ran into the net. We are tied at 12. As Ord ran into the net. And a timeout going to be called by Ord. And that will be the final timeout of this semifinal match. We'll take it with them in the fifth. We're tied at 12 on ESPN Radio.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Event Center in Class B, fifth set, Northwest 10, Omaha Scott 7. And here in C2 at the Grand Island Senior High School, it is Ord and St. Cecilia 12-12. St. Cecilia with the serve out of the Ord timeout. Libby Kissinger. And here we go. Over to Tierra Krumel. Carson sets to the outside. Here's the drive down good by Alexander. And Ord regains the lead. 13-12. Lady Chanticleers. Back to serve it away. Molly Welliak. St. Cecilia just needs to get this point right here. Stay even with Ord. Welliak with the serve. Floats it down the middle. In that back row, Morgan Nicola. Passed across Ernst. Free ball here for Ord. Carson sets. Middle attack, Alexander. Hit the net. It pops up in the air there for Schutte. And a back row push across by Nicola. Another free chance for Ord. Heil in the middle. Off the block, the dig is made, but it goes out of bounds, and it's met for Ord. 14-12. What a crushing feeling this has to be for Coach Mancura. As Welniak serves for the match for Ord. Picked up that time by Kissinger. Get it to the outside. McCauley on the attack. Ord picks it up. Carson has to run it down. And it is going to be driven across. Ord blocked back over to the Chanticleers. Carson sets it for Alexander. Her tip is dug out. It's above the net. The joust won by St. Cecilia. Still alive. Ord passes it over. And St. Cecilia tried to make a play. And it's over. It might have been out of bounds. But Ord gets the call as St. Cecilia dove. They thought it was going to hit the line. And Ord fights off four match points to win it in five. 15-12 in the fifth. And the St. Cecilia championship drought now reaches 21 years. Unbelievable. 15-12. Ord wins it 9-25, 23-25, 27-25, 25-14, and 15-12. And for the second time in school history, the Ord Lady Chanticleers advance on to the state championship. They won it all in C1 in 2007. They play Lutheran High Northeast tomorrow, who they have not played this season, for the state title at 4:30. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Twin River tomorrow for third place here at Grand Island Senior High. But what do you say to your team after this? 1 point away from the state finals, up 24-21 in the third, and St. Cecilia could not put it away. 27-25 Ward, and they win it in five. We'll take a look at all the numbers and have post-game reaction right after this on ESPN.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Or 1550 KICS AM. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this incredible comeback by Ord against your Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. A tough loss here for Hastings St. Cecilia, and Ord advances on to the championship. First off, for St. Cecilia in the final set, Claire Hamburger had two service points and a kill. Molly Schutte, two service points. Laura Cook had a service point. Slide down to Caitlin Ernst. She had an ace block and three more kills. Morgan Nicola, a service point and four more kills. Eight kills in the game, one ace block, no ace serve for the Hawkettes. For Ord, one kill by Katie Peterson, one kill by Holly Heil, who had a couple of service points in there. Then we slide down to Megan Alexander with a service point and two kills. Molly Weliak, two service points and a kill. Nikki Carson, five service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. And Sydney McKinney, one service point. As Ord scores the last 3 points to win it 15-12 in the fifth. We'll come back with the composite numbers after this timeout.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
And welcome back to ESPN 1550's coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. It's not over for St. Cecilia. They have the consolation game tomorrow, but it's got to be gut-wrenching here for the Hawkettes. 1 point away, four match points, and that's the way it'll be remembered. St. Cecilia crushing Ord in the first set, coming from eight down in the second set, and then giving up a 23-21 lead in the third set. What a match. And let's take a look at the final numbers. First of all, for Ord, Katie Peterson, one service point, an ace block, seven kills. Holly Heil, five service points, three of them aces, a team high, three ace blocks and four kills. Kaylee Pelton, an ace block, five kills. Sydney Krumel, an ace block and three kills. Megan Alexander, eight service points, one of them an ace and five kills. Molly Weliak had nine service points and five kills. Nikki Carson had eight service points, three of them aces, and a team-high 19 kills. And Sydney McKinney had 20 service points, four kills. Ord finishes with 48 points, six ace blocks, and 11 ace serves as the Chanticleers improve to 27-6 and head to the state finals tomorrow at 4:30 against Lutheran High Northeast, who is 33-1. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger led the team in scoring with a 6A serve. She had 12 total service points in the match tonight and 4 kills. Libby Kissinger had 3 service points. Molly Schutte led the team in service points with 20 of them. All of them just the regular points, no aces, but Schutte with 20. Laura Cook had 1 service point. Erica Kitten, 2 ace blocks and 4 kills. Courtney McCauley, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Caitlin Ernst, 9 service points. 1 was an ace, an ace block, and she had a match-high 21 kills tonight. Morgan Nicholas, 6 service points, 20 kills. And Olivia Thomas, an ace block and a kill. St. Cecilia, 50 kills, 4 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves. The Hawkettes are now 26-8 and will play Twin River tomorrow at 12 noon here at Grand Island Senior High, a team they beat just before the postseason at the regular season-ending triangular, beat them in straight sets. So they'll try and do it again tomorrow. We'll take a final timeout and be back after this break.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
And we are waiting to see if Coach Alan Van Kura will be available to chat with us here in the postgame show. We're kind of leaving it up to him as he's finishing up with the news media. If he doesn't want to, he won't do it. And I can understand why if he doesn't. It's a crushing, crushing loss here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And he is going to talk to his girls in the locker room. Again, you got to think of the World Series with Ron Washington standing on the top step, one strike away from winning their first world championship. Now, Coach Van Kura has won many championships, but it's been 21 years, and he's been doing such a great job, maybe behind the scenes, and this an opportunity to do some great things. And the Hawkettes will lose seniors Libby Kissinger, Jordan Nicola, Molly Schutte, Laura Cook, Haley Shore, Taylor Beike, and Caitlin Ernst. Now, they will have 5 of their starters back, not counting the libero, but they're going to have to fill in some of that depth with underclassmen. So this St. Cecilia team ought to be pretty good again next season, but that does not heal the wounds here tonight. Grand Island Northwest has won 15-11 in the fifth set, so Northwest and Pius, Northwest back in the finals again. So here's your setup for tomorrow. And in C1, they'll start it at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Radio as Kearney Catholic plays Columbus SCOTUS. And then on Classic Hits 98.9 FM at 11, it'll be the D2 final, Bertrand and Howells. The Class A final at 1, Omaha Burke, Papillion-La Vista South. The C2 final, Lutheran High Northeast and Ord at 4:30. The B final, Northwest and Pius at 6:30. The D1 final, Exeter Milligan and Humphrey at 8:30. Also, Tri-City Storm Hockey tomorrow night on the Breeze, and of course Husker football early, 6 a.m. to find out about all the craziness before the game going on out in State College. Nebraska kicks it off just after 11 at Penn State. Consolation matches tomorrow at Northwest, 10 a.m. Omaha Marion and Lincoln Northeast in A. At 12 noon, Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden in C1. And at Northwest tomorrow, the Brady-Stewart match is at 2 o'clock in D2. Here at Grand Island Senior High, the 10 a.m. match tomorrow will be Bruning-Davenport-Schickley against West Point Guardian Angels at 10. At noon, St. Cecilia plays Twin River, and at 2 in Class B, it will be Omaha Scutt taking on Elkhorn South. It's been quite a couple of days of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. And we're going to wrap up our Friday right now. For our producer-engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Doug Duda saying once again, thanks to the many fine sponsors and to a great season for St. Cecilia. Best of luck in the consolation game tomorrow. Ord rallies to win it 9-25, 23-25, 27-25, 25-14, and 15-12. From Grand Island Senior High, I'm Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
You've been listening to State High School Volleyball Action on the stations of Platte River Radio. For results and updated brackets, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. A proud sports presentation of Platte River Radio.